MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
1, 2, 3. Ba 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 ba. Unicorn, butterfly, angel wings, inner thigh, queer tattoo. That's a queer tattoo. Flaming skull, smoking pot. That's the opposite of not a queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. You got a Tweety bird, got a school mascot, got a Hello Kitty, tell you what you got a queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. Think that symbol in Japanese means strength or honor? Nigga, please, it means queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. Tattoo is queer. You might as well say insert cock here. Whore tattoo. That's a whore tattoo. And that teardrop under your eye that you got in prison cause you killed a guy. That's a cool tattoo. Sir, that's a cool tattoo. You got a comedy mask, got a tragedy mask, any fucking mask, then you must have asked for a queer tattoo. Give me your most queer tattoo. Your child's name with the words be strong would be beautiful, but they spelled strong wrong. Yeah, they spelled it stong. Your stupid kid will now be stong. How the hell did they get there wrong? Weren't you watching when they put that shit on? Ba 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 ba. You love your laughing Jesus tat, but that's just Jesus laughing at your queer tattoo. So many queer tattoos. I guess you got that tribal band from a tribe indigenous to the land of queer tattoos. So many queer tattoos. You got barbed wire, got a poker ace, got that fucked up thing on Mike Tyson's face. Got a queer tattoo. A theoretically queer tattoo. And by queer, I just mean bad. It wouldn't mean gay unless you had
a pink triangle on a rainbow flag with a bear wearing leather and a red ball gag.
That's a queer tattoo.
A literally queer tattoo.
Ba 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 ba.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
If someone could pull up the song.
Already doing it.
Heart of Rock and Roll by Huey Lewis.
Okay.
But I want to do The Heart of Rock and Roll is Joss Whedon.
The Heart of Rock and Roll is Joss Whedon.
So it's going to be a parody.
We're going to need to redo all the lyrics to talk about how Joss Whedon is the Heart of Rock and Roll.
Okay. So.
So bear with us.
So we can make it happen.
Like terrible cutouts of pictures of Joss Whedon about town rocking and rolling, you know, just and maybe get Joss Whedon to direct it.
Well, hold on, Mitch. Rocking and or rolling, we're not gonna make you
can
work.
Can it be both?
The words,
they say the hotter rock and roll is Joss Whedon.
See, perfect.
And wrote it. See, I believe it.
I really think that this video about the Heart of Rock and Roll is
Heart of Rock and Roll is Joss Whedon. And we named it.
This is the worst idea I've ever heard.
This Dutch or Alter Eagle, whichever one you want, we'll do one or the other.
Oh my God.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is January 22nd, 2014.
21st.
What did I say?
Said 22nd.
Sorry, I'm very sick right now still. It's been going on like 3 weeks now.
When'd you catch a stupid?
Well, basically since the day we started doing radio together.
Oh, snap.
You've had stupid a long time.
I thought I was burning Dutch, and he burned me back.
Roasted.
Ouch.
That would be our producer, Mitch, who loves echoing in the background.
Because he does not believe in muting his hangout mic.
Apparently like not. Else. And the other voice you just heard is Royce Lopez.
Hi, I'm Royce Lopez.
And the girl you heard on the show is
Royce Lopez.
Marie Royce Lopez.
Okay, we're gonna break the seventh wall. I do Marie's voice. It's really just me the whole time.
It's a really intricate like ventriloquist act.
It's really
I'm Marie. I'm stupid.
I don't
I
have
like
my
puppies.
Yeah. No.
No, I was born without vocal cords, and so Royce has been practicing.
I can even do it while drinking water. It's
yeah,
pretty
it's
cool.
Crazy. It's crazy what
it's
he
pretty
can
cool.
do.
And I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen. If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or Twitter us, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H.U.
Split. More like 27 Haiti. Am I right? High five?
Chim Heil, H.U. Marie, or Hippo Juice Film.
I'm calling Haiti right now.
Don't call Haiti.
1-800-Haiti.
I would say I would do anything.
Gone,
remember this song?
Of course I do.
Oh, my boys. Whatever happened to Simple Plan?
They died, all of them.
They all died?
Their plan got way too complicated.
That's tragic.
It became intricate.
Wow.
Yep.
Intricate. If I'm ever going to start a punk rock band or a pop punk band, it'd be intricate plan.
Yeah, no, no. Be intricate blueprints.
A very not needed details to a plan.
That's funny.
A whole lot of things that don't need to happen to make this plan work plan.
That's very wordy, but I'll take it.
We'll go with the acronym.
Yeah, that's no. The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Every time I want DJs to have to say it.
I'm actually an unabashed fan of pop punk. I don't know about you guys. I like it.
No, I mean, I was too when I was 16, but not now.
I'm still 16 at heart.
No, you're not.
And in my dick.
Oh!
Oh,
I'm just burning them left and right. I'm like a flamethrower. I'm like a Panzer Shrek because I Shrek Panzers.
Did you say flamethrower?
Yes,
did.
I did. I tried to overcome it.
10-10.
I'm sick, man.
Flamethrower.
I'm so sick.
By the way, you know who's not sick? Your lovely girlfriend who decided, Dutch, to take a few days off when we go on our honeymoon to just hang out with us and just show us around town.
You're going to get sick of her after like 24 hours.
I probably will, but it's really nice up until then.
It's considerate she took 3 days off.
It is. It's going to be very fun.
She, who's never met us before in her life, decided to take off 3 days of her own job to entertain two couples that probably wouldn't be having sex on their honeymoon.
Dutch, hold on. If you want to swing an orgy, just say it up front. This weird, intricate plan, the name of your band, is getting very, very odd. It's getting very odd. Just say it up front. If you want to do the swaparoo, I'm open, bro, but say it now. Because this is getting weird.
Yeah,
it's
getting weirder.
Like, hey, I'm going to take a couple days off.
Just drive up and pick you up and take you back to Denver. It's
fine. Or Dutch, is this one of those things where the girls pair up and we pair up? Because that's fine too, bro.
Dude,
I don't care.
I've been looking forward to this ever since we met that fateful day, however many years ago. How long have I known you guys for? Now I'm thinking
forever.
About it.
Forever. Just forever.
Let's see. It was
forever.
When I was living in D.C.
These nuts.
Yeah. Hey.
Ow.
That was like 2009?
2000 late.
No, I actually think it was 2000 late.
Yeah, that's when it was.
2008-ish?
Whatever, bro.
Wow.
In the year 3022, scientists will be baffled why 2007 skipped to 2009 and was left with 2008.
Well, you guys started in 2007, right?
I want textbooks to not know how to write 2008. It
always say 2008.
Late.
Kelly says I work for the state. Really, I'm just using flex time, so Royce, it's only my flattering
for the late.
Nailed her.
So Royce and I were discussing our excitement to visit a state that's legalized something that's not legal in other states.
Can you,
in Washington. The only one so far.
However, you know, we were noticing that like any song that's related to that activity is like Rastafarian, Jamaican.
How many reggae
music?
Bands have moved to Colorado? Let's get to the point. I'm just imagining.
How many little indie bands are playing in the freezing cold, singing about drinking?
Everything Irish, go Broncos! Everything! Oh, your Bumbleclot! Oh, go Nuggets! Like, it's very weird to me.
Wagwan, the snow, eh?
Hey, Wagwan, put on the snow tires!
Like, are there just like Jamaican Rastafarian hipsters in Colorado now?
Well, no, there are. Everybody knows that the white boy rap group 303 is from Colorado, little known band. I actually went to high school with the lead singer from One Republic.
Oh, really?
Everybody knows that. He's a douche who never claims Colorado. I went to Colorado Springs Christian High School with him. CSCS.
Whoop, whoop.
Go Lions. And he never. Right. Claims that he's from there. He only claims that he's from L.A., that douche. He actually was a douche. He was actually in my brother's class. He was a little bit older than me. But let's see. Other bands from here. String Cheese Incident, the jam band, is from here.
Mitch, what did you just post in the jam? I'm sorry.
It's a Jamaican hipster.
That's right. Look at the picture.
Jesus.
Disney shirt.
No, that's like not a Jamaican hipster. That's just a Jamaican because they get like the leftover clothes and Disney like overprints.
What are
and
you
they
talking
send to
about?
These countries?
First off,
this one be a Jamaican hipster?
That's not a 49ers NFC championship shirt.
That would be a Jamaican hipster.
Right.
That would be it. The first one, I was very amused that the store he was standing in front of just said internet. Notice that. Go back to the other one. Look at it. In the background, there's a store that just says internet.
Oh, hey, they have it. That's good.
All right, that's
all. I'll have one internet, please.
All right, tall venti or Lux.
John Denver's from Colorado.
Oh, as God, you know. I don't care. John Denver's full
single
of shit.
Single Files from Colorado, and so is Tickle Me Pink. Both of them are like punk.
Dumb and Dumber.
They're both, well, scenes of it were shot. I didn't think any of it was shot in Colorado.
A lot of it was shot
in Aspen.
In Aspen. You have to say like,
I don't know, Lloyd, the French are assholes.
You're right. You know what? That we agree on. The French are fucking assholes.
Indeed.
There's not a ton of people from Colorado. As far as there's a lot of DJs from Colorado, I know that much.
Like you.
Yeah, like DJ Dutch.
You're stupid.
Well, nobody's as talented as Mixmaster Mitch, but
Nobody. By the way, Mixmaster Mitch, did you ever catch the garbage man?
No, I haven't caught him yet. I have my suspicions, but
have you seen more garbage?
I love Matlock Mitch, he's my favorite. Just one more question.
Oh, Kelly's reminding us the Hey Ho song. The Lumineers are from Denver.
That's true. They are. They are.
They're not Jamaican.
I belong to you. You belong to me. Yeah, I apologize for all of the state of Colorado because of that song, by the way.
It's fucking terrible. Every time I hear that song, I just think it's a hipsters commercial or some horse shit.
That's a hipster band, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Like, they're even worse than like Arcade Fire or...
Royce is right, though. That Lumineer song has got to have sold so many Hyundais.
I'm in like a who. He be da ba boo.
All right.
We get it. No one fucking cares about your stupid song.
Hey!
Who? Honey ba da boo.
Oh! All
right. We know. You guys are weird and I'm quirky. Fucking shut up. You're hipsters. Yeah. You're really anti-culture, except you're selling cars, you assholes.
Oh, the neon trees are from Colorado. I didn't know that.
No one cared. That's
probably
why. Are
you just reading Colorado band facts?
I was looking up different things for Colorado bands. Yes, I was.
That is boring.
Well, the Neon Trees are the ones that hold. It started with a whisper. That song.
Oh, God. That's some.
What was the first one they had? It was another hit. Oh, fuck. What was it? Mitchell, help me out. Neon Trees, first song. That was like the big hit they had. Oh, damn it.
Let me just.
Oh, damn it. I can't think of the song.
Well, Dutch, while you think.
Was it Animal?
I found.
It might have been Mammal. I don't know.
Find.
I found, Dutch.
You founded.
Bunch.
Of 90s PSAs, and I want to see how many of these you remember.
No? Oh, I love these.
Okay, sorry.
I want to talk about my bachelorette party.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. We can only do one thing on the show. Sorry, Marie. Let's talk.
We can get to yours in the second break. Nice tease, Marie. Way to go. Go ahead, Royce.
Okay. All right. Now, I remembered some of these. I want to see which one of these you guys, if you guys remember any of these. Let me open up with this. Boom. Okay. This one is Captain America, and it's supposed to help kids conserve energy.
All right.
Let me open it up here.
Conserve energy. Why is that a PSA?
Because remember, like, back in the, I'm sure you remember in the early 90s, there was that whole big, like, ozone layer bullshit. Like, there's a hole in the, what, by the way, before I play this, what the fuck ever happened to the hole in the ozone layer? They don't talk about that anymore.
It got bigger.
It stopped existing because it wasn't a thing. That's why.
No. Not a thing. Bullshit. I remember as a kid, even my teachers were like, there's a hole the size of blah, 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 and the ice caps are melting. It's fucking horseshit.
Remember Acid Rain?
No. Oh, yeah. Acid Rain. That was another one. All right. Whatever. Anyway, here's a PSA. Captain America. Let me back it up here. Let me turn the volume up. It's over here.
Wasters, the thermal thief, the wattage waster, and the cold air crook. These insidious villains are probably in your home. Defeat the thermal thief by shutting doors. Waste the wattage waster by turning off unused lights. And cool the cold air crook by shutting the refrigerator door. Saving energy is everyone's business, so keep it up, America!
What? Keep it up, America?
Who was paying for these? Like, what?
Probably the U.S. Department of Energy.
Right, which in their tax dollars were coming from us. So why was this a thing?
Because once again, back then, it was the whole big thing was the ozone layer bullshit. I'm telling you, that's what it was. Captain Planet, man,
he's our hero.
There was a whole cartoon in the 90s specifically about conserving energy. And that Hart kid was gay, bro. No one's going to tell me he wasn't.
Yeah, that was the worst power of all time.
All right, we actually talked about
this guy a
couple shows ago with Captain Lou Albano.
Okay, here's the thing, is that, like, for those who don't know, I can see Royce's screen before he's about to see what you guys see, and I'm already cringing.
Okay. Oh, no. Anti-drug PSA from Captain Lou Albano, a.k.a. Mario.
I'm Captain Lou Albano talking about drugs. Kids, don't be afraid to say no. Anyone that asks you to use drugs is not your friend. Drugs can and will kill. Remember, don't be afraid to turn to your priest, your rabbi, your minister, your moms, your dads, your teachers, because drugs can kill. And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die.
That's not... They
you
weren't joking.
Before you
that
die?
Took a Shyamalan twist at the end, huh, guys?
Holy, could you back that up just a little bit?
Of course, my friend.
And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die.
Okay, first off, Mitch, I want that to stop immediately. It needs to be a drop.
Oh, and, no.
One more time, Dutch. One more time.
I can't get enough of Mario saying this.
Here we go.
You go to hell before you die.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't go back far enough. Here it is.
Your moms, your dads, your teachers, because drugs can kill. And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die.
Wow. That was a Philadelphia station, too. I can see, like, the call signals on the bottom. Wow. Jesus.
Dutch, who's your favorite actor? Clint Eastwood, right?
Sure.
Yes, just say Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Go along with this.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it. It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder.
But why do they replay it both?
I will do anything Clint Eastwood says because he scares me.
That's just weird. They would take the same voiceover and dub it over twice to fit in a 30-second PSA. That was weird.
Okay, we have... Ooh, He-Man.
Oh, God, what a queer.
How great was He-Man? I mean...
So not he.
I talk to you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it.
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit.
It's not that easy, Orko, because sometimes these men have handcuffs and chloroform and bats and things that will knock you out of the air because you don't have a mouth and you barely have any hands to defend against these kind of things.
It is so easy to buy these things at local hardware stores. For example, he starts giving a list of just the fucking
yes.
pedophiles. Wait, no, you're fucking up. Hold on, sorry.
If you don't want to get molested, make sure you don't go near guys with shovels or lie or rope or handcuffs or things of that nature.
The thing that Dutch and Royce is about is helping the kids. So
yes,
let's play
that's what we're here for.
To you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it.
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed.
Jesus, why is he pointing at me angrily?
Your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor.
What? Why does he have Lloyd Christmas's haircut? I just realized.
Jesus, and why did these like in the 90s and 80s? Like, why do they feel a need? Because no commercials I've ever seen these days felt the need to have these PSAs at the end of them.
But because Dutch kids in the 90s, kids were just getting their dick touched everywhere.
I guess so.
It was just happening.
They didn't have anyone to tell them not to let it
happen. Except He-Man.
I guess.
Rabbi.
Right, Orko? Right on!
I bet you Orko fucked kids. I'm just my guess.
Right on.
Okay. We're going to go with... Ooh! RoboCop.
Oh, no.
Anti-drug PSA. I think it's actually Peter Weller. Hold on. Sorry, it's freezing up. I'm here a second. Stupid computer. Okay. There it is. All right. RoboCop.
I know a place that's peaceful and quiet.
Oh, sorry.
It's in the back of my room.
This smoky.
Where I touch my daughter.
That sounds
scary. And I teach her to be a prostitute like you.
My bad. I'm playing the Smokey the Bear one. I'll play the RoboCop one next. It's Smokey the Bear.
I know a place that's peaceful and quiet. A place.
By the way, I'm gonna predict something before I press play. I know things that scare Dutch. That's how I know Dutch. This is gonna creep Dutch out. Just it's watch. Just watch the video. Watch the video.
Okay. It's where animals play. It's called the forest. But every year we start forest fires. A careless match, a cigarette, and poof, fire. So the next time you're in the forest, be extra careful, okay?
If you knew it was me, would you have listened?
Oh my God.
How fucking creepy was that?
Wait, okay, that's not something
you... When she was taking her face off, it looked like you could see her skull or something.
Yeah, like a Chucky thing almost halfway through.
Right. The video is, by the way, look, if you're going to look it up on YouTube, just search Smokey the Bear with...
Joanna Cassidy?
Cassidy? Yeah, there you go. But that's pretty freaky, right?
There's no need for that.
No, there is. All right. Now, Jesus. RoboCop. This one I actually remember. This one I do remember.
What's bugging you, Murphy?
Drugs. Drugs bug me.
Hi. That was Nancy Allen and me. I'm Peter Weller, the guy behind that mask. If you're a kid, please listen for a second. How do you keep away from drugs? They're everywhere, sometimes even at home. But there is one place you can go that is 100% drug-free. No pot, no pills, no crack, no smack, no coke, no exceptions. The Boys and Girls Club. It beats the streets. No kidding.
Well, but what if everybody there is doing it?
That sounds so boring, though.
Yeah, it really does not sound like a place I want to be.
There's no drugs, there's no pills, no coke. No
Peter crack. Weller? Like, dude.
Hey, little dude. See your mom and daddy out of the room. I gotta get you up.
Oh, okay, 80s gangsters are the most terrifying of all gangsters.
Now, this one was called Snake. I remember this used to scare the shit out of me.
Really?
Okay, I'm gonna play it once and then I'll explain what's happening in it, but keep an eye out. Okay, keep an eye. As a kid, I remember this.
Hey, little dude, see your mama and daddy out of the room. I gotta get you up on this. You know who I am. Snake, dealing in weed, coke, crack, your choice. Take one hit and you'll do anything to cop more. Steal from your mama, lie, cheat on your homeboys. But hey, that's the price you pay when you deal with dudes like me. Now, some folks will tell you that I'm dealing in poison. But hey, do I look like the kind of guy that would do that to a kid like you?
Now look, he turned into a snake. Touch. He turned into a snake monster.
That was freaky.
Jesus. Okay, so thus far, all of the people have been like white people saying, "Hey, don't do drugs; they're bad for you." And this one, it's a black guy who's telling you to do drugs, and he turns into
a scary monster man.
Dude, tell me as a kid that wouldn't fucking freak you out. He turned into a snake.
That's kind of creepy. Is this all
stuff?
I was
scared before he turned into a snake man.
You're racist.
Is this the kind of stuff that they would show in like Saturday morning cartoons?
Yes. Like after Garfield, dude. Like this was in like late night shit. This was like, you know, hey, you're watching a cartoon. Wow. It's like, a snake monster. Fuck yeah.
I actually do vaguely remember this one for some reason. Is there any more? Hold on. Finish the end of it. I want to see what the...
A little bit more. Hold on. Yes! Okay, let me back up so you can see the tongue come out.
But do that to a kid like you. Yes!
And how well do those PSAs work, by the way? Oh, that's right. Drug use has tripled since the 80s.
It made me afraid of snakes and black guys, not of drugs.
You kind of assume that kids were like
right,
a lower...
Stay away from them?
Kids in lower income houses were watching this criminal just laughing their asses off going, they turned into snakes. What kind of a fucking asshole is that?
Yeah, no, you're right. Good point. No one's like, oh my God, he's right. I don't want to be a snake person. All right. Drunk driving, but in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, yeah. Of course it's this.
When friends drink too much, even in galaxies far, far away, friends don't let friends.
Okay, you know what? I kind of like that one.
It wasn't bad, right? It's actually
the fucking
funny.
Guy who gets his arm cut off is like just sitting there, just man. Like, oh man,
I'm fucking drunk.
I got you, man.
Fair enough. okay, I have another Star Wars one, an anti-smoking one. Let's see if you like this one.
Yay. I don't hear any volume. Is there supposed to be volume?
You don't hear anything at all?
Nope.
I hear it in one ear.
Oh, that's what's happening.
It's this commercial must have
been. It's all mono. It's all left channel.
Piece of stupid shit commercial.
You need to be sending us stuff in stereo, my friend.
I am sending. No, this is a stereo channel. I promise you it is.
Send it to us in stereo?
Yes. Yes. To you in stereo. Okay. Yes. Yes. But maybe I'll be able to fix it. Okay, hold
something
on.
Just happened. Where now I can only hear you in my right headphone.
What?
What?
I'm Mitch, not even joking.
No, I hear you in both.
Okay. So then it's Dutch.
Okay. Hold on.
I couldn't hear the PSA.
Oh, there you go. Now we're good.
Okay. I'm going to try this one more time. This
no, it's not going to work because it just happened for me.
Okay. I'll use another one. Fine. Fine. Yes. Fine. Fine.
Where's the Star Wars one?
Now you don't get it. Now you get it.
The diamond ring. Yeah. You make a lot of money and you make it fast. You get busted. You're going straight to a jail cell, man. What's going on? Police are getting serious. I don't mean to diss, but you got to get out of this. Straight up, man. It's a known fact. It ain't enough money that can get your life back.
Straight up.
It's again, only black people doing drugs.
Straight up. Notice it's the cop is white. The
cop, man, yes.
Jesus Christ.
Straight up. At least they're being realistic back then.
Good point.
What's up with these drugs? You want to make a lot of money and be a thug. You want these fancy cars to blunt your money. But then you go to jail like all the other drugs. Straight up. It ain't cool. You know what they say. So you got a 9mm in your face. It's a game you can't win, so don't try to play. Let's spread the word from New York to L.A. We're here to tell you that drugs are for suckers.
Drugs are for suckers.
Who was this?
Straight up.
I don't know. I have no idea who it was, but they were fucking awesome.
At least back then, they were like, okay, the blacks are all about the drugs these days. We need to have some kind of like a hip hop. Here's the thing. You had white dudes writing these ads rather than people who were like, okay, let's actually bring in a black guy to help us out with this advertisement for Partnership of a Drug-Free America. But you had just these dummies who knew nothing about the inner city. And have these shitty ass raps and rhymes.
Straight up.
You know what? I blame them for the way the culture is in America today. And the fact that 75% of gov jails are filled with black guys. It's that guy's fault. Partnership for a Drug-Free America are the reason for it, in my opinion.
All right. Well, you heard it here, folks.
I'm just making a stand here.
Just try one. If you don't like it, it's easy to give up.
Uh-oh. Nicotine. I'd better move fast.
Nicotine.
Yeah, this is Superman. The bad guy is Nicotine. Which, by the way, guys, great job at the writing department.
Right.
Way to
grab Nicotine.
I didn't even make the connection.
What was wrong? Was Cig-O-Rette taken, you fucking idiots?
Greg Nicotera, future guy who does blood and guts for Walking Dead.
Dutch.
I almost lost it there halfway through.
Greg Nicotera, it sounds much better
than Nicotine.
It really does.
Just try one. If you don't like it, it's easy to give up.
Uh-oh, Nicotine. I'd better move fast.
Up and away!
Go on, kid, go on.
It's Superman! Superman!
By the way, in the time Superman did this, 50 people were killed by a tank in Guam.
And is it hard to give up smoking, or is it easy like Nicotine says?
You no good.
Why is he in England?
I don't even know what accent that is. That's weird. Back the whole thing up. Maybe that's the reason why the accent sounds so weird. I think it sounds like either Australians trying to do an American accent or English people doing an American accent.
Let's try again.
Just try one. If you don't like it, it's easy to give up.
Uh-oh. Nicotine. I'd better move fast.
Yeah, I think it's Australian. I think you're right, Dutch.
I don't know. Let's listen to the whole thing and then we'll make a judgment.
Up and away!
Go on, kid, go on.
It's Superman! Superman, is it hard to give up smoking or is it easy like Nicotine says?
You no good windbag, Nicotine.
No, no, Superman. Leave me one. Please, I need one. Just...
That's how hard it is. That's why I never say yes to a cigarette.
I think it's England.
Only say yes to the dress.
You don't know about his sidekick though, Tyrone Newport, who smells like menthol.
Nicotine.
Nicotine, guys.
Oh, it is adorable. This accent.
This one's just titled "The Greatest PSA Ever," so I'm just gonna play it. Okay.
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 Thank you.
This is crack.
Pee Wee Herman.
Rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much...
I know you are, but what am I?
...much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look.
Everyone likes to jerk off in a theater sometimes, but just don't do crack.
He wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
You're dead.
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead, Dutch.
Was Pee Wee Herman like big, where he was just like a large child, or was he like kind of retarded?
I always pictured Pee Wee Herman as being like a kid who was molested, like a Michael Jackson kind of. Like, think of like Michael Jackson, where he never grew up.
Right.
Like that. That's how I thought of him anyway. I don't know. Maybe
so
I'm wrong.
More of an adult kid.
Right. More
is
of
that
an
what it is? Is he an adult kid, or is he like a kid portrayed in an adult's body, or is he like a retarded person who acts like a kid?
I don't know, because I always thought he was on drugs too, because his furniture talked to him too.
Right.
So it's kind of weird. But I mean, I think it's more like the Michael Jackson thing.
Well, kids can imagine that things talk back to them. So
that's what retarded people kind of think, right?
No.
Public, and that's also a retarded person.
That's the actual guy who played the character. I'm just talking about the character in of itself. Like, what was Pee Wee Herman supposed to be? Not Paul Reubens. No, fuck Paul Reubens. I don't want to even talk about that. I'm talking about Pee Wee Herman. Okay. And that big house and that the suit that he was too big for.
Sir Pee Wee Herman. He got knighted. So some
right,
respect.
Right. I apologize. Sir Pee Wee Herman.
I think he's both. Maybe he's a retard child in an adult's body. What do you think?
Mitch, opinion?
I'm trying to look up to see if Pee Wee Herman is retarded or not. Cha-Cha Answers says he's not.
Okay, so Cha-Cha, that's it. Then it's no. If Cha-Cha said it.
I've never actually thought about it until just now. Like, what was he supposed to be? Like, because it's obviously a kid's show. So was he supposed to be like an overgrown kid? Or an adult that acted like a kid? Or a big, dumb, retarded man kid? Or, I don't know.
I get what you're saying. I guess I never thought of it. I mean, I'm gonna say
I never thought about it until just now, because I've never seen him that way, being that serious. So it just made me think, like, what was he supposed to be in the show realm?
Like I said, I think, or maybe, like I said, maybe it's. How about this? Let's get dark with it. How about he's actually trapped and he's being tortured? And the Pee Wee's Playhouse is where Paul Reubens goes to escape.
No, we're not talking about Paul Reubens, though. We're talking about Pee Wee.
Oh, but it's all connected.
Connected.
Elder's trapped?
Yes.
Okay.
And and Pee Wee is the child's, like, brain.
An adult man in a child's brain.
Yes, exactly. What do you think?
If you guys have your opinions, it's numbers 954-573-2780. If you guys want to call in and give us your opinion.
So it's a kid all along, but you never see the kid as the kid. It's what goes on in the kid's head, and the kid imagines himself to be an adult.
Bisexual Ian says all the above.
At Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Mall says purgatory.
Hey, Dutch, the word of the day today is cunt.
Oh, okay? Jesus, okay.
We have to scream it, okay?
Okay, hold on a second. I need to pull up a board. I don't have boards pulled up.
So if anyone
just in case that word comes up, and you can't force it.
So I kind of equate Pee Wee from Pee Wee's Playhouse to Steve from Blue's Clues.
Oh yeah, okay,
it's a good one.
Because like both of them have just inanimate things that talk to them, but they're an adult in a child's world.
Well, here's the thing though: like, are they adult children, or are they children acting like adults?
See, I never thought that they were children. I thought they were adults acting like children or adult children.
That's my point. Okay, this song is so loud.
Whoop, whoop. Hey, Sam Jackson started on this show. You show some respect, Dutch.
Did he really?
Yeah, he really did.
Please pull up that episode, because I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, okay, I can do that. He was Cowboy
Curtis. I don't believe you.
Give me a second. He was Cowboy
Curtis. I'm so sick right now.
Let's pull up some. No, not Sam Jackson. Lawrence Fishburne. I'm sorry, Dutch.
Big difference. Not a huge difference, but big difference.
Dutch, really, though? Put them both in a Kangol hat. How big of a difference?
Not a huge difference at all.
The same person.
Yeah.
Same guy. Cowboy Curtis.
Mal says, maybe Pee-wee is making his way through 9 levels of hell, but they made it more kid-friendly.
Ooh, that's good. That I like
could
that.
Could be good, yeah.
I like that. Okay, Cowboy Curtis, Lawrence Fishburne, here it is.
Here we go.
Got a moment to chew the cud?
Not right now, Countess. Cowboy Curtis has a date with Miss Yvonne and he's nervous.
Dating dilemma, my specialty. What seems to be the problem, Curtis?
Well, it's just I'm afraid I won't know how to act.
That problem seems easy enough.
Oh my God, that's Laura's first word.
Yep. Do the do's and don'ts of dating.
Talking to a cow, which he was quoted as saying, still better than working with Keanu Reeves.
Wow.
Pee-wee? You be Miss Yvonne.
No way. I'm not going to be a girl.
You want to help your friend, don't you?
Oh, come on, Pee-wee. You just got to help me. Please?
Okay.
Is that racist? I can't tell if that's racist.
I don't know what to make of any of this. This is such a fucked up show.
It's fucking weird now watching it as an adult. It's very odd.
It's like, it's like Yo Gabba Gabba. Sorry, Mitch. Go ahead.
Do you want to see a list of it's 10... people who got their start on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Holy shit.
Phil Hartman.
What?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who did he play?
It's not saying whether he was Captain Carl.
Okay, I'm pulling it up now.
Captain Carl sounds like such a Phil Hartman thing. I can totally see him as that, and I have no
idea
what
Pee-wee Herman gets high.
I'm gonna smoke, eh?
Yeah, whatever.
Did I light it for you?
No.
Why?
Because. Because
what?
Because I said so.
Why'd you say so?
Because
why?
Just because, no!
This is a bit from, like, another show, right?
Well, this is from, he did a live show, I think.
Yeah, Yo Gabba Gabba is, I'm thinking that Pee-wee Herman was more meant for, like, infants, like, just seeing sounds and colors and, like, funny voices, rather than actual people.
All right, who else?
Rob Zombie?
What?
He didn't get a start
there.
He was
actually in it. He was a production assistant when he moved.
Okay, well then, yeah.
Okay.
Lawrence Fishburne. S. Epatha Merkerson.
That doesn't make it. Nobody cares.
Someone on Law and Order or something.
Ew.
Like that.
Doesn't count.
John Singleton.
Who's that?
I don't know. I don't know these other people, but.
Name sounds familiar. Now I have to look up.
I want to see the rest of Lawrence Fishburne. I want to see Morpheus.
Woohoo, Pee-wee.
Okay, here you go. I'll pick up where we were.
Something nice.
Like what?
Give her a compliment. Tell her how lovely she looks.
Boy, you sure do look mighty pretty, Miss Yvonne.
Thank you, Curtis. Marvelous. During dinner, you'll want to engage a date in conversation. Go ahead, try it. Talk about something you like.
What would children have to want to do with any of this?
Well, I mean, there's a cow giving you dating advice, so that's pretty
apparently
awesome.
Apparently.
It's pretty fucking awesome, Dutch.
Where are you going to learn it from? A horse?
Yeah. A horse.
May as well go to the Craig Ferguson show to see that.
Why don't we ask a giraffe? What's a horse? Now it makes sense. You're right.
You know, Miss Yvonne, I love the outdoors. I mean, riding the rain, camping out at night under a starry sky, hearing the owls hooting off in the distance, and the coyotes howling at the moon.
That was lovely, Curtis. Now, get your date to talk about herself.
Why is the cow drinking coffee?
I don't know. Why does anything on the show happen? It was such a fucked up... That was a weird show, man. I'm sorry. That was a fucked up and dumb weird show.
You're gonna be sorry. It was very weird. It was very, very odd. Okay, I'm done with Pee-wee. I'm done for a week. Fuck Pee-wee and his ass.
Sorry.
I don't know PSAs. We don't have to play them if you don't want to. I don't care.
Well, that's the reason why I was going on the pee-pee thing.
Pee-pee? Is it pee-pee?
No, is it pee-wee?
I said pee-pee, though. It's funny every time.
Good one.
Pee-pee.
Did you guys ever actually watch that stupid show?
Pee-wee's Playhouse? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
All the time.
I watched, like, I would see it every once in a while when it was on the TV and my younger siblings were watching it, but I'd never actually sat down and like, enjoyed it. I remember always, like, even as a kid watching it going, that sucked. Kind of like Lamb Chop. Remember that show? Or even...
This is the song that
never ends. No.
It goes on and on, my friend.
You did not like Lamb Chop. Shut up.
I did.
That means you also like Barney, because they were both right around the same time.
Nuh-uh. I liked Lamb Chop and didn't like
Barney.
Lamb
Chop was way before... Look it up.
Lamb Chop was way before Barney. No, they were on the air at the same time. I remember vividly when I was living in Pennsylvania that they were all on the air at the same time. Like, one would come after the other. They were terrible shows.
Looks like your girlfriend likes Lamb Chop, too.
Yeah. Sherry, thoughts?
That's because she's like...
Get her a mic already. How many times have I told you? You set the mic for already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
And he has to now go set up mic. How many... Marie, am I out of my mind?
He's looking at him. He's not moving. Mitch isn't moving. Mitch is angry at you, Dutch.
Why are you angry at me, stupid? How many weeks in a row do we have to do this whole thing? We're like, hey, seven mic for Sherry.
I think muted the mic and he's saying something. And he has one headphone off.
We throw it to her all the time. Just
you know
what?
Throw it to her a lot.
Just have it there for safekeeping, just in case.
It's in front of my face.
It sounds weird, but you know, I kind of like it. It's like sounds like Mitch when he was calling for the 1920s a couple weeks ago. Not Mitch, sorry, John.
What's the full name of the TV show Barney? I'm trying to.
That's why I don't put her on my mic. It never works.
Barney and Friends, I think.
Barney and Friends.
There we go. Maybe that'll work.
What's going on that end?
You know what's going on? I'm looking at Mitch get madder and madder, and it's making me happier and happier. I don't know.
I love it.
But I'm seeing how mad he's getting, and it's just so funny to me.
And he's not saying anything. He's just bitter.
When Mitch gets like this, he's
just my thing. I don't...
So angry. It doesn't matter, Mitch. Don't worry about it. It really doesn't matter. Dutch is a jerk.
I love making Mitch...
Dutch is such a jerk for no reason.
All right. Barney get started in 92.
Hey, by the way,
and
Mitch, hold on.
Lamb Chop started in 92.
I'm not going to have
you. There you go. Same time. Thank you.
I'm going to have you have that attitude, Mitch, now that you're my groomsman. Haven't said it on air yet, by the way, but Mitch is my groomsman now, so.
It's because I'm awesome.
Jesus Christ, you got loud.
Yeah, I don't know what you did, but it wasn't right.
But my left ear is now blown out.
A little bit.
But anyways, Lamb Chop. And Barney said start at the same time? 92?
Yeah.
92.
Yep. That's what she said.
I was going to say yes, but then Royce was shaking his head no at me, and I was like, why am I not saying yes?
Why are we shaking heads at each other?
I don't know. Why are you shaking your head at me?
What's happening?
Oh, no. It was something else. It's me looking at Mitch getting mad. I'm sorry. It was unrelated to what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. I know that was a mixed message, but I'm just seeing how mad Mitch is.
Here's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to throw it to you guys so I can set up the break because I forgot to do it earlier. So
you should throw it to me. It's fine, but I'm sorry. I'm just enamored by Mitch fiddling with knobs right now because now he's pissed.
Here we go. Now let's just ask Mitch. Mitch, what's happening? Are you okay?
What's going on, Mitch?
Are you okay, buddy?
Talk about
it. I have this compressor that I'm... Sometimes it doesn't work when you plug things in.
Oh, Jesus. Ow.
I
want to see this happen.
Let it keep happening.
I love how, like, when we threw it to them.
Screw it. Sherry doesn't get a mic. Do the rest of the show out of this one.
Oh, no.
Look at that.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound good.
I can hear you at all.
I hear you in the other mic. I hear the other mic. I don't hear you in that one.
This is awesome.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
I don't think you're doing so hot.
Switch channels, Mitch.
I just make it louder.
Oh my God! No! Switch channels, dude. Unless you have more than one.
This is
But that other one, it's something with a compressor. I just got to unplug it.
Yeah, is it?
You think so? You think that might be what it is?
How did he get that name, Mixmaster Mitch, anyway?
I don't know.
Got him.
He's mixing this like a blender right now.
Sounds good, right?
So loud.
Mitch, what are you doing?
I'm messing around with things. Shut up. I don't
know. Now you're better.
Now you're better. How about this? Like, for next week, you figure out what happens with that and just have an open mic ready for your girl, Sherry.
Well, it was ready, but the compressor doesn't work, and then it wasn't ready.
Okay, now you're a little too low. Turn your stand up a little bit. I mean, I'm not messing with you, just a little bit. A little. Not like before. You idiot.
I'm just going to start.
There you go. Perfect.
I'm just going to turn the facts on.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I kind of love it.
Now we're getting into the nonsense territory.
Sorry, I'm being goofy. Anyway, Dutch, sorry, hard-hitting politics?
Chris Christie, what's up with that?
More like Obama doesn't care, am I right, guys?
Ooh. I actually saw someone today while I was driving around, and I wanted to run them off the road. They had an I Heart Obamacare sticker. Really? And it was like an old white woman. And I'm like, what?
She's being blackmailed.
What?
She's being blackmailed.
Yeah. I want to be like, what do you actually? I just got blackmail. Angry.
Blackmail. She did something fucked up, and they put one of those on there so that she knows who's the real boss.
I believe there's spooks around here.
Jesus.
By the way, I have it ready to watch. I haven't watched it yet, Mitch, but the riff tracks for Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It's ready to go.
Okay.
Can't wait.
There's one obvious joke in there that they totally missed, and I think it's...
Oh, my God, you're so loud.
I don't know if you're being serious.
There you go. You're good. You're right there.
There you go. Right there. Right there.
Okay. Have you been at... Listen, the girls, Kelly and Sherry, are discussing... Have you been at downtown... They're already discussing what they're going to do in Florida without us. Have you been at downtown Disney? We can make our own ball crawl. It's going to be fun.
It really is.
I know.
What is it? What are you guys... What's the name of the group you guys have secretly started without any of us knowing about it?
Oh, yeah. What was that girl fucking...
I think it's at? Ladies of MLR or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The Ladies of MLR.
Is that still going on?
It's a thing.
Apparently.
You guys are a bunch of weirdos.
What?
First off, there's no ladies on MLR. There's women, but there's no ladies on MLR.
There's women and cunts.
Yeah. Oh! Ah! You said the secret word!
Oh! Oh! I have to hit buttons.
Mommy!
There we go. Secret word of the day.
Mama! Ma!
That was actually happenstance in that one.
Those two go really well together.
Dutch, remind me. They really do. Remind me to pick a secret word every day. Pee-wee's not using it. We are now.
Dude, yeah, I love the bit because if we just ran. Because I literally took my hand, just swiped it over everything, and that just happened to work out.
That was very funny.
Okay.
No, P-Rock, we're not going to start. We're not going to start a Bros of MLR, you fucking homo.
Oh, Jesus.
Ew.
Bros
no.
before hoes.
Oh, there is a Bros of MLR. It's called the Fantasy Football League, you idiot.
Right. Which I dominated 2 years in a row, and then I got my ass handed to me this year.
Good, I'm glad.
It was embarrassing.
I wasn't invited.
Because you don't play fantasy.
You don't play.
You just play numbers.
But I did really good 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, because you just felt like you had to, and you just wanted to stick it to us, so you just went on the whole thing. Hey, percentage-wise, who started the most? And then for some reason, based off of that solely, you made it to the, yeah.
I did really good by doing that.
Well,
though,
you did really well. There's no reason not to have grammar.
Shut up.
Were.
Well, grammar.
Were really well.
Bisexual Alien says, gents of MLR?
No.
How about cocks maybe. Of MLR?
I am liking cocks.
Dicks
Malcolm.
Of MLR?
Oh,
I think we already have those groups, though. I believe it's called Show Host.
Oh, you're right.
Of whatever
there is that, yeah. Is.
You don't see any girls hosting shows.
How about?
Station.
How about?
Yeah,
how
we
about,
do. There's a couple of them.
No, they're not. Who?
I don't know. Trust Us, We're Hot, the newest show on there.
Yeah.
Daytime Divas.
Yeah.
Lust and Love Radio.
Huh?
Eh?
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 Not so much daytime divas.
Are they not there anymore or what?
No.
Uh-oh. Okay, see, I'm also saying receding hairlines of MLR. See, we're being mean. Everyone's like, look, we're having fun. So oh, I got a nice
head of hair, my friend.
Yeah, me too.
I'm good to go. Well, no, Mitch, not so much. But
you know,
I got a full head of hair.
Sort of. I'm good to go, though.
He does have a full head of hair.
Nah, I got a haircut like 2 weeks ago.
I know you do, but it's still... Eh.
No, it's messy. It's messy. But no, I know what you think. Do you wear a lot of hats, Mitch?
I do.
Okay. No, Dutch, he's not balding. He has that when you wear too many hats and your hair...
Widow's peak?
Yeah, look, see, you could tell. On the side. If he was balding, you'd see it on the side. Trust me, it's coming from a bald guy. Stop wearing so many hats or you're going to go bald, you idiot.
That doesn't make you go bald.
Shut up, Dutch. He doesn't know that.
He's going bald, isn't he?
Shut up.
He's totally going bald. I know. He can't hear us when we whisper.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, wait, no, that's women. Sorry.
Oh, that's women. Ah, he can hear us.
Fuck. Damn it.
I can still hear you.
Sorry, buddy. Anyways. We're taking suggestions for I don't really care. There we go. Malls, the healthy, not over 200 LLB, or sorry, yeah, 100 pound hosts of MLR.
One more time. You want to go one more time? Want to try
what did I say? LBS? Is that what
I don't know what you said.
Nailed it.
Try one more time.
LBS.
No, the whole sentence.
The whole thing. The
healthy, not over 200 LBS hosts of MLR.
You got it. Nailed it. Fucking right on the nose.
Damn it. I'm so going to see this in a year.
What a pro.
Damn it.
Dutch can't read.
Are you labeling it right now?
I just did.
Damn it. The straight edge folks of MLR?
That was probably not over 200 pounds host of MLR.
Well,
oh, was that the first flub of 2014? Western Echo says,
I think so.
I think it is.
Do you want to replay that one back?
Congratulations, by the way.
You know what? If you can, go ahead and replay it back if you
let me find out where it is and then I'll...
Congratulations.
Yeah, go ahead. We got 3 minutes to kill, so Jesus.
That's good for you, Butch. Maybe you get the
last... I feel honored because it's so early on.
It is. Somebody had to do it. I mean, you popped the cherry.
I popped the cherry. I broke the seal. Now it's just gonna... it's like when you go to out to the bar and you pee for the first time. It's like every 15 minutes you start peeing.
You peeing.
I broke that pee seal. I peed that broke seal 21 days in.
Club goes to
God
Dutch.
Damn it. I'm not talking tonight, man.
Fucking two for two.
I'm done. I'm not speaking anymore.
I missed that one. Hold on. I got this one though.
Got it, bitch?
Got it.
All right. Let's hear it.
Here we go. Balls of the healthy, not over 200 LLB, or sorry, yeah, 100 pound host.
Got it.
One more time. You want to go one more time? I'm trying to...
What did I say? LBS?
I don't know what you said.
Nailed it.
Try one more time.
No, the whole sentence.
The whole thing.
Healthy, not over 200 LBS hosts of MLR.
You got it. Nailed it. There it is.
Oh,
perfect.
No.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, man.
Damn. We should send out the companies. We show them live reads, like how good we are.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
MoreLikeRadio.com. A new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com, midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Look, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him is amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny. Because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Thing froze up.
Ah.
You kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet. And then asked her for her ID, and her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
So I figure, if Foster can be a principal, then why can't I be a principal?
That's great.
That's awesome. I don't see why not.
Thank you.
Well, then you can take me to the principal's office and punish me for being tardy. And
you know we're right here, right?
Just lived on my britches and...
We'll talk about it later.
Okay,
very when you're nice. In my office.
Hey, man. After I fill out my juice box.
So, guys, just quit my job today.
Oh, man.
You know, I just finally said to myself, it is time to make your own decisions.
Right on. Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, I'm sure they'd be happy to have you back.
They will not like to have me back. I burnt a lot of bridges today. Mm. Stuff got weird. Stuff got racial.
What?
I used a lot of swear words. Then I got sexual.
Well, sounds like you need a drink. On the house. What can I get you?
Let me get a.
We have everything. What would you like to drink?
I'll make the decision. Let me get
a... Double Amaretto!
Double Amaretto extra cherries. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome back to the second hour of Dutch and Royce. Our number is 954-573-2780, or you can go to morelikeradio.com /live to check us out live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight here on MLR. Or you can hit us up on all of our Twitters, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, Asus Marie, or Chim Heil. Who made this rejoinder, by the way?
I think Royce did. I didn't make it.
Okay.
Royce did.
Okay, because he labeled it just as karaoke sellout, real big fish. He didn't have like a... Normally, we relabel these things in our rejoiners as a rejoiner, and it kind of tells you who it is. And so, coming up on my thing here, it just does not say what the actual thing is. But regardless, is Royce taking a dump?
Yep.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, since we were playing the Ron and Fez promo earlier, big ups to Finley from Manhattan, because I got word that apparently he was a caller on the Ron and Fez show the other day and plugged MLR while he was on the air with them. Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he did.
Fuck him. I'm not paying him.
Well, I mean, I think he's just a loyal listener. It was just plugging the station.
I'm not giving you money, Finley.
But here's what I heard is that, like, I guess he was plugging the station. He was plugging the shows of the night, which was last Wednesday, I believe. And when Ron asked him, what's the strongest show of the lineup? He said the Red Show and not Hippo Juice.
Well, fuck him. He's obviously.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm glad that he, you know, plugged us. So thank God for Finley, even though he hates Hippo Juice.
I don't know why anyone would hate Hippo Juice.
Well, apparently Finley does, but
I
hey.
Don't know what's so interesting about a host that gets blackout drunk and can't turn the stream off anymore, and then someone else has to cut.
You don't
the
think that, you don't think that's good radio?
I don't know what's entertaining about that.
You don't think that's good radio, Mitch?
No,
especially when it requires work out of you when you have to get like text messages of people going,
like
cut the feed.
That's why I don't like it.
But anyways, thanks to that guy and anybody, you know. If you guys it could variously plug the station or the shows, whatever means you can, We would greatly appreciate it.
Just start cold calling your local radio station.
That would be great. You know what, dude? I actually thought about this. If we could find like a good like contest or prize, like plug the station and or your favorite show on the station in the most creative way, we'll give you this fun little prize. Like, and it most likely will come from like a dildo website.
I have a lens cleaner.
You have a what?
Lens cleaner for your glasses.
Okay, we'll give you a lens cleaner for your glasses.
And what else we got? I have a red Sharpie. It's a little tiny one.
We have that. We used to have great prizes back in the day. Whatever happened?
An empty Guinness can that was drank by me, so it's famous.
What happened is people stopped calling.
We did stop getting callers a while ago.
A long time ago.
What happened? I want to say... Meaner. What now?
We got meaner.
Yeah, but okay, I want to say we is an encompassing thing. I've always wanted to have callers. But I feel like
you were like the number one reason.
No, I was not.
If we're comparing hate mail, I believe you get a lot more than I do, sir.
It's because of the outrageous things I say. It's not because of the way I treat callers. I'm actually very nice to callers.
You're not truthfully nice.
No, I am. I feel like I am.
You probably are.
Call in 954-573-2780 and see if I'm going to be.
Please.
See who's the nicest to you in the longest amount of time. I guarantee Marie will lose in that one.
I guarantee you I'm not going to be nice.
Well, yeah, I was going to say Mitch is the biggest dick on the station. I want to see.
You want to see?
Yeah.
Okay. I did take a quiz on BuzzFeed yesterday. It told me I had a huge penis.
Oh, so, really?
Obviously.
Can we take that quiz right now? Please pull it up.
I will. Yeah.
I would like to see this dumb, because there's nothing better that BuzzFeed likes than either A, lists or quizzes. Whatever happened to that site? It used to be fun, like site to go get like prep from, and now it's just nonsense.
But then, like Roy said, the 90s happened.
Yeah. happened, and the problem with that is that's all they talk about. That's all they.
It literally is.
Well, that's all they. I'm assuming everybody who runs that station are probably people who were born in the 80s. Who that's the only thing that they could talk about is their childhood.
Dude, but we do a show, and yeah, we go on those tangents every once in a while. But that's all they do. That's all they do.
Yeah.
The link is in the chat.
Let's see.
Oh, good.
Here we go. Let's see.
How big is it?
I mean, choose a Starbucks drink. Frap, regular coffee, iced coffee, espresso, tea, or pumpkin spice.
I'm going regular coffee.
I'm going to, because that's what I normally get.
I like the iced coffee.
Well, here's the thing. I get iced regular coffee. So what does that mean?
I get iced regular coffee, too. That's why I picked iced coffee.
I already hit regular, so I can't change it.
It's 1 a.m. on a Friday night. What are you doing? Playing board games with friends, drinking at the local dive bar, dancing the night away, I'm already asleep, crying softly to myself under the blankets, playing video games.
1 a.m. at Friday night. Let's see.
I'm already asleep.
I'm usually, if my friends are here, I'm playing board game. I'm playing Cards Against Humanity with my friends. But it depends, because it could be a couple of things.
Let's see. Drinking, probably drinking a local dive bar.
Yeah. What do you? Which one do you think would we do more? Playing board games with friends or drinking at a dive? Between those two.
Usually drinking at a dive bar, but recently playing board games.
I'm going to go board games. Choose a color. Green, blue, red, yellow, pink, black.
Green.
I go blue.
Orange black. Isn't there.
It's my penis.
Red.
Well, I guess the closest thing is probably red to orange. Sure.
What's your dream house? An Italian villa, a nice cabin in the woods, a quaint house in the suburbs.
A Porsche.
A beautiful loft in the city, an igloo.
An
igloo.
An alter igloo.
Eagle? Can you try that word one more time for me?
Sure, an igloo.
There you go.
Or a tent.
I would probably say quaint house in the suburbs for me.
Rape cabin.
Jesus.
Is that inappropriate?
Sure. I like a quaint house in the suburbs.
Number five,
hold on before you go on to the next one. Yesterday I was at work and this guy was over talking to me, blah blah blah, whatever. And he was talking about cars or something like that. I'm like, yeah, I want to get a new, I want to get a van, one of those ones with a heart window in the back. He's like, why would you possibly want that? I'm like, well, you know, it's for hauling around photo and video gear, and then on the weekends for raping. And I said it really loud.
What's wrong with you?
Way to try to get people on your side with your whole war you have now with your one of your coworkers.
And then Sherry said, "Ladies and gentlemen, that's my boyfriend."
You unbelievable. And by
hold on, did I miss something? You guys work at the same place now?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
What?
That's because I didn't tell you.
Oh snap!
Okay, pause this whole quiz thing. I want to talk about this. So
I'm gonna do Zach Morris timeout.
Okay, yeah, timeout. What? Where do you guys? Can you tell us where you guys work, or give us an idea of where you guys work?
How about vague? Be like, how about the kind of business? How about that?
It's a marketing company.
Okay, so you work for GE. Yeah.
So did Sherry help you get the job, or
did you help Sherry get the job?
They said no. She had the job first. Stuff there, and she's like, they need someone to do radio stuff. Do you want to apply? I'm like, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So is that weird working with your girlfriend?
No, we sit like 10 feet away from each other and we barely look at each other all day because.
Oh, so like when you're at home?
It's pretty much the same, actually. Yeah.
Weird.
Very odd. You have an odd relationship with her. Choose a 90s Nickelodeon show. Doug, Ren and Stimpy, Rocko's Modern Life, Rugrats, Hey Arnold, or Guts. By the way, we're doing a BuzzFeed quiz to see how big our dicks are.
Doug!
Ren and Stimpy for me.
I don't know any other shows than Ren and Stimpy, so I'd have to go with that one.
What is your most prized possession, Dutch? My phone, my car, my computer, a keepsake for my deceased grandma, a signed photograph, material possessions are meaningless, give them up.
Probably my computer.
My phone.
Because there's, I have a lot of things on there, so.
Yeah, same reason for my phone. what concert would you most like to go to? Kanye West, Beyonce.
They don't have One Direction.
Nickelback.
Mumford and Sons, Daft Punk, Vampire Weekend.
Daft Punk.
That one's easy. Pick an animal. Cat, dog.
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 Oh.
Ooh, I got a huge penis.
I have a huge penis too.
Holy cow, your penis is gigantic. Gigantic. Your penis is literally the biggest thing within the tri-state area. Your penis is bigger than a small elephant. It is bigger than like a tree. A big old, probably
coniferous.
Lots of branches on your penis. You must wake up every morning and thank the good Lord above. You are truly blessed. Congrats. I don't know this scientific.
By the way, in this picture of this
article is correct.
Mitch, is that you in the picture of this whole caption thing of you have a big penis?
Because I have a giant penis.
Well, I was going to say, it looks like you, the guy on this thing. Because the picture is a guy sitting on like an old tree and it looks like a penis.
Says BuzzFeed is all about the 90s. Here's what Julia Louis-Dreyfus thought about Elaine in 1998. That's the article. That's the fucking article name.
What?
It's all about the 90s.
So?
Whatever.
I could care less about Seinfeld.
I could care less about the 90s.
Oh, but I like this one, though, Dutch. 23 moments when Nick Miller is ridiculously relatable from New Girl. See?
That would be, hold on. That would be funny to, like, the four of us, but not the listening audience.
No, I know. I'm not going to read it now. I'm just saying I'll save this for later.
Yeah. For when we get off the air, we can actually read it and laugh just between the four of us.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, fine.
Sir.
Your turn, Dutch. You talk.
I got nothing. I'm so sick.
Can I talk about my awesomeness? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Marie, your bachelorette party.
Woo!
Please go ahead.
You're not allowed to say bachelorette party without following it up with woo! Well, I guess John's not doing it right.
He was very excited.
He indeed was. So,
ooh.
Woo! So, so, woo! So, how many more of these you got? Are we done with the woos?
Yes, we're done with them.
Okay.
Woo! Yeah!
You're not done. He's not done yet. Oh, you done now?
I'm done.
So I posted a picture in the chat room of the end.
Why did you think this was over?
That's actually all of them. I'm actually done. I'm not even joking this time. Go ahead.
This is why I don't even.
You brought it up, stupid.
No, you brought it up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, anywho, I had girls over the house for like 3 days.
Oh my God.
It was just okay. And see, now Royce is just posting pictures of Nick and not even paying attention.
I am paying attention. I was waiting for Dutch to finish. I'm going to start paying attention.
I'm done.
Just a little bit.
Well, see now you've ostracized everybody.
Me?
No, everyone is ostracized. Mitch, tell my story.
Everyone's an ostrich. Everyone here is an ostrich. Mitch. You're an ostrich. You're an ostrich. Mitch is an ostrich. Dutch is an ostrich. And I'm an ostrich.
And you're a phone.
You're a phone. Just tell my story for me so people will listen.
Okay, so this weekend, it was Marie's bachelorette party, and she had a bunch of her friends over, and apparently there was a massive car accident, and they all ended up in wheelchairs.
No, go ahead.
I'm just assuming from drunk
driving. It was Marie's bachelorette party.
Don't drink and drive, kids.
Go ahead, Marie.
Well, he's half right. We did end up in wheelchairs by the end of the night.
Jesus.
I posted the picture in the chat room. No, so we went to Epcot and drank around the world, but we didn't get massively drunk, but we did find a lot of scavenger hunt type things to do sober and also slightly tipsy, because I didn't want to have strippers or any kind of debauchery where I would actually be embarrassed, because why? So
Dutch, I was filled with the house filled with just women, and it was terrible because, you know, there was like on Sunday, Dutch, there was a couple good playoff games. You know, good playoff games, Dutch?
Yes.
You know, the Broncos and Patriots, a little game, and the Seahawks.
Which, by the way, side note, I missed that entire game because I was on a plane.
Good for you. I was on a plane, a different plane of existence where women ruled the world. I go to pick up pizza for these ungrateful bitches, and Jesus. We come back, and all I've been saying all day is I want to watch the playoff games. You guys, whatever you want, just watch the playoff games. So I get back with pizza, and they're watching. There's football on TV, but it's the movie Blind.
No, we were watching football.
They're watching the movie Blindside on ABC football. Family.
Oh, I would have murdered somebody at that point.
So I walk in, and all the girls are sitting on all my couches. And
we only have one couch.
We have two. The recliner. The recliner's my chair, by the way. You know, like you have a chair. The recliner's is fucking mine.
Right.
I come back, and even one of them's like, oh, my God, you want your chair? I'm like, no, you can have it. So I'm standing in the kitchen, and I even make a joke like, hey, the playoffs, can we watch? You know, like, oh, you're going to watch Blindside. They're joking. I'm like, oh, seriously, put the game on. And they didn't, so I had to keep watching Blindside. At one point, they were just talking about their bras. Literally, like
a while the movie's on.
Yeah, and it's whatevs. You know how much padding they needed. I was in fucking hell, Dutch. In fucking hell. It was terrible.
Marie, do you feel bad about this?
No.
No.
Nope. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. You know why? Because no one was holding the remote hostage.
Dutch, the remote was
just on the table.
In between.
Well, then why don't you just lean over and change it?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I wasn't on the couch, Dutch.
Well, then you should go, bitches, move, playoff time.
Why didn't you say, bitches, move, playoff time?
I wanted to say way more than that. And I wanted to say something, and I'm not going to say.
Hold on. Time out. Why didn't you?
Secret word of the day, because it's the secret word of the day.
Oh.
If I would say
what did you want to say if you could?
Why in the ever-loving hell are we watching the movie Blindside?
Because Sandra Bullock is a wonderful actress.
But you could have changed the channel.
Yes.
Well, then why didn't you?
He doesn't know.
If you would have changed the channel, then these bitches would have...
I walked in and I said, can we watch the playoffs? And I don't know who had the remote, to be honest with you. Can we watch the
No
playoffs?
One moved. Just no one moved.
And then they said, one of them said no. See, Maurice's not telling the true story. One of them said, no, we're going to watch Pine. And then even at one of them said, and tell me if I'm lying, we'll change it in a second right after this part.
So wait, it was on TV? It wasn't really even like a DVD part. That was in? It was on TV?
ABC Family. It's a movie that you could watch at any point in time.
Oh, no. Royce, you lost your balls. Said,
right after this part.
Then why didn't you switch it after that part?
Because I didn't know what part they're referring to. And when you're the person that says,
it's all bad.
And when you say right after this part, then if you're the one, once you say that, then you have now become responsible for changing it after the part that you wanted to see.
You could have changed it. No, I'm not taking that excuse. You could have changed it.
I guess.
You no, not I guess. No,
the game eventually get on when I took Marie upstairs and I started talking through my teeth saying, if you don't change the fucking channel, I'll murder you and all your fucking bridesmaids.
Do you only have one TV?
No, there is other TVs, but here's the thing. The nice TV is the one downstairs. The living room, though. The one
that has okay, you know what? Mitch has a good point. If it really was that big of a problem, you could have watched another TV or made these cunts get out of the fucking room. Oh, shit. I said the word of the day. Damn it. Hold on.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
Anyway, sorry.
That's okay. Hey, we have to do it. So yes, they went drinking around the world. Anyway, you're right. Maybe I should have changed it, but I was so beaten down, Dutch. Remember, Dutch, I was dealing with this. I was a broken man. I walked downstairs in the morning and they were all sitting there just in the talking about the most inane babble. I Instagrammed it. I think it was inane babble about bras and flour. I don't know. Fucking no. It was so bad.
It's very important.
No,
they can't wear the same color, so they need to coordinate. You know.
By the way, while Royce is yelling, Ian just posted. I like how Royce is continuing to post pictures of how much fun she was having while Royce is complaining.
You're posting pictures of this?
Oh, in the chat room, I'm posting all the pictures I had of my bachelorette party and how much fun I had and all the shit and shenanigans I did.
Oh, there
and
we
Royce
go.
Is complaining.
Aw, that's like adorable.
Hey, Dutch, I was watching, and when I was watching the other football game, I was watching another football game, and then one of the bridesmaids, I'm going to pick them out, but let's just say one of them starts asking me questions about how football works. While
oh, that's adorable.
Peyton Manning is playing. So okay. I'm trying to do the thing like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, by the way, they decide that the fucking AFC championship game is the time that they want to learn about football. Now, listen to the question when we finally.
It's never too late to learn something
when
new.
When we finally got the Seahawks and 49ers game on, you know how they have the home of the.
Why is he always saying Omaha?
Well, one thing, but the home of the 12th man, one of them starts saying, I don't get it. With 12th man, who's the 12th man? Like, who's the guy? Like, is he number 12?
By the way, Seattle stole that from Texas A&M.
I don't care where they stole it from.
It was just annoying to you, the fact that you wanted to watch your game and you had all these bitches, you know, around the house. Now.
Being tripping.
Here's the thing. It's that I don't really feel sorry for you when you could have changed the channel. And from all indications, you could have told them, all right, this is important to me. Get the fuck out of the house. Go have fun.
Hold on. At one point, you're right. The channel I'll concede to. But now when we finally get the game on, now they're talking. And at one point, even during the end of the Broncos game, the last 3 minutes, and I wanted to savor, because you know how much one thing we do, Dutch, is we hate Tom Brady. And yes. I wanted to savor. And I'm sure like you wanted to savor Tom Brady losing. Mm-hmm. Just I wanted to savor it. He was almost crying. So it's like 3 minutes left, and I'm just listening and listening to them talking, and they're doing the whole wrap up. And then one starts going to me, Royce. Hey, Royce, Royce. And I go, I do the one finger, like, hold on. And they go, they thought I was kidding. No, I'm going to keep saying this until you go. And I go, can I watch the last 3 minutes of this game? And then I'll help you with anything you want. Just like that.
Jesus.
Because I did. I got fed up.
You really did. He was not a happy
And then I finished watching it, and I felt a little bit better. But it's just the fact that it was just it was horrible. It was so bad. It was so bad.
By the way, did you see Peyton Manning talking about explaining the whole Omaha call at the line?
No, what did he say?
Here, listen to this real quick.
I don't, yeah.
This is directly after someone said, what does the whole Omaha thing mean at the line?
I don't, yeah, I'm not sure I know how to answer that. I've had a lot of people ask what Omaha means, and it's Omaha is a it's a run play that, but it could be a pass play or a play action pass depending on a couple things: the wind, which way we're going, quarter, and the jerseys that we're wearing. So it varies really play to play. So that's there's your answer to that one.
So
he's killing.
He's actually kind of a funny guy if you listen to any of his press conferences when he's not being serious.
The only thing
guy
I heard was his big breaths in between every word.
Yeah, there was a very far away mic that they had to pot up a lot to get his voice out of that. So
his big red forehead.
He's got a huge red forehead.
Ridiculous.
He's my quarterback, man.
Yeah. Your quarterback was Tim Tebow for a while too, so
I know, but hey, dude. Our defense is not bad.
I'm rooting for the Broncos. I mean, I am. So don't. I've been following them all year, and I'll have a couple of my fantasy guys on there. So, you know, I'm rooting for them.
Should have a lot of them on there. Yeah. It's going to be actually an interesting game between the Seahawks and the Broncos. Just the fact that they have the number one defense against their one offense. Yada, yada. Hey. Richard Sherman. We haven't talked about Richard Sherman at all tonight.
Oh, my God. I have the video, by the way, if you want. Hey.
Have you guys seen that meme that's going around of Seattle and Denver being the two states that legalize marijuana, and how it's going to be a Super Bowl?
Ah,
I get it.
Oof, that's annoying.
It gives pot.
Hey.
Fucking, I hate people, dude. Just fuck, why?
Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
I've heard that all day.
Say one in 50 memes is funny.
Yeah.
One in 50. I'm not going to be like, oh, overdub. Because I've chuckled once or twice, but one in 50.
My idiot girlfriend's all about that kind of shit. She's a big imager girl, so she's all about meme sites and things like that. And she'll...
Imgers?
Yeah, I don't know how... I want to say it's imager, right?
I bring some...
Imgers.
Sorry, Dutch. I need to bring this up. This is Ryan is scaring me on Facebook because he's doing things now that he's never done in his life. He posted a picture of his wife.
Ah, I like you, Ryan. You're cool.
He posted a picture of his wife and then he wrote, "Some guys have all the luck." When in the fucking world have you known? How long have you known Ryan?
He's being sarcastic. What was the picture of? Was it something stupid?
No, it's his wife.
It's normal. Just, I mean, look at it. Look at Marie commented on it. Look at Ryan's page.
Hold on. Right. Where are you posting this? I can't.
Post the picture in the group so you can see it. That was the picture of his wife that he put. That's the new co-host of.
Trust Us, We're Hot. Trust Us,
We're Hot. Who is Royce's or Ryan's wife?
She's very attractive.
She's very attractive. And he just said, "Some guys have all the luck."
Okay. Ryan, he's in love. That's the thing.
No, I get it, but that's
we have to make fun of him for it. That's the thing.
That's fucking ridiculous. He's being stupid.
Here's the thing: we gotta wait for tomorrow night and then just make fun of him for
it. I know, I'm going to, but I need to get it off my chest for tomorrow.
Here's the thing: have I ever done that? Like, I think I've been with Kelly just as long as he's been with
you
Leah.
Haven't. That's my point. You've never done that.
Exactly.
You never have, and that's
and you would say that both of us have the same similar type of sense of humors, right?
Yeah.
To me. So I want to definitely ask him about that. When I ask, just accuse him of being a sappy fool. Jesus.
This is what Ryan is going through right now. Ryan is having a Rod Stewart moment. By the way, I posted the link to this song in the chat. Take a quick look at how this song was produced. It's an amazing music video. Like, no joke.
Is it worth me playing?
I hate Rod
it
Stewart.
It is worth it. It is worth you watching how terrible this song is.
All right, I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna open it up here.
It's worth it. It's totes worth it.
I hate you.
Well, I mean, we listen to better music.
Where do I stand?
I trust Marie. Remember, Marie's the one that brought What Does the Fox Say, right, to the show, if I remember correctly.
No, I was going to play it, but she...
Yeah, whatever. But you didn't.
Sure. No, I did play it that night. She said, I don't know if it's worth it. I'm like, I already have a pot up ready to go for tonight.
Hey, you know what they say when you assume? You make an ass out of you.
No, I already had ready to go. That's the point. We both had... Here was it. Marie and I both brought it to the show at the same time.
Yeah, well, I brought Rod Stewart.
You're not focusing on this video.
See?
It's pretty good.
Jesus.
I mean,
how did he ever get popular?
He is an achiever. He looked like a woman.
But he was like a stud to women. Like, women loved him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mother loves him.
My mom, too.
Whoa.
Was it like all moms loved Rod Stewart?
Yep.
I guess it didn't matter in the 80s. Guys could have fluffy hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter.
Where can I get that shirt that he's rocking, though? Like the open one, like the white open one?
I mean, we could probably make it out of bed sheets.
Is this the We Listen to Better Music Than You segment?
I mean, it's just good music.
Okay.
Yes, me.
I don't have one unless you have one.
I have none.
Classic. Okay. All right, well, let's just play it out.
God, the checkered, sort of stripy background that he's dancing against.
You know what the floor looks like?
Oh, my God, this is so bad.
It looks like an Instagram filter. The floor looks like a painting in an old nail salon.
That is bad.
I don't understand the middle part where it cuts to a square, like a centered square of him dancing inside of that. Like, what is that? What logic did somebody have editing saying, like, hey, let's just shrink it?
It wasn't logic. It was cocaine. It was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
Oh.
What is he wearing now?
He's wearing a sky blue suit.
Dude.
With, like, hammer pants.
He looks like he's going to solve crimes in heaven.
And a salmon shirt.
Is anyone else noticing his terrible dance?
It's the only thing I'm focusing on. I'm obsessed with it.
Rutzer is not a good dancer.
He dances like me.
He's dancing like he's running in place. He's doing a lot of, like, warm-up jogging motions.
Rod Stewart's packing, though. He's got a big old cock. Look at the chat room.
What?
Look at the chat and him. He's got a big old cock.
Oh, maybe that's why women loved him. Old man chest is just...
Oh, Jesus. Dude. I don't want to get old.
Getting old is just the worst. Jesus, what a cock.
At least he pulls the man's
big old scray.
Nice, delicious little cock.
He got a dig old bick.
He got a dig old book.
His hair is impossibly fluffy.
And that's his chest hair.
I get being able to feather the front, but how did he successfully feather it entirely the whole way around his head?
Because some guys have all the luck.
I guess so.
By the way, this is worth it because I'm looking at it in the chat room. Cornex posted. He said, I got the We Listen to Better Music Than You song.
Should I play it?
Yes. Blind? I'm watching it now. Yes, you should.
All right, Cornex, we're going blind here.
We're going blind, but from what I've seen so far, yes, this is good. It's called Kennedy is the name of the song. Karate.
Oh, I'm excited.
Making already.
Oh, I've seen this one. They had posted it in the group page. It's well worth it.
If you guys have suggestions, post in the, what is it? More like Radio Group J page or?
Okay, I like the beat. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a little Daft Punk.
He looks like Andy Dick doing karate.
Okay, so he has like 3 5s at best.
I bet.
So apparently he knows karate and jujitsu. But he's not very good at it.
Only 170,000 views.
Fuck, who does he look like? Like the guy with like just looking over his glasses. He looks like in 007 Goldeneye. Like the guy who just spins his pen around his fingers and like clicks it a lot of times. Boris, yes.
I was gonna say he looks like Justin Timberlake when he does Dick in the Box.
That too. Combination of that guy and Boris from Goldeneye.
Why does he keep doing karate?
Of course, because the song's called Karate, Royce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen to the lyrics. Everybody shut up.
Looking at Rod Stewart's delicious dick.
I'm looking at this girl's mediocre body.
Mediocre body.
See, you guys are missing it. Karate is a euphemism for sex.
Who needs tits if you can't dance? Am I right, Dutch?
Exactly.
See, he's saying that he knows karate and jujitsu, but what he's really saying is, I want to put my penis in your vagina. And those girls are like, I will let you.
Because
that's a, samurai swords isn't karate.
I mean, it's Asian.
Oh, she's worshiping his. Oh, look at this. It's right against her lips.
To be his
dick. It's his dick. His big old dick.
Oh, he's doing
his
now.
Big dick.
You know what? This song is a little dirty. All right, be honest though. If you hadn't seen the video and how lame it is, would you like the song?
No, not at all.
Is it too repetitive for you?
It's retarded. It's a silly version of Daft Punk.
Or is Daft Punk a serious version of this?
Good. You just blew my mind right now, Sarkeesian.
Oh, shit. It's like we're in the fucking Matrix.
I'm sure Daft Punk came first. This was published in 2012.
Oh, okay. Well, then that. So now everything's fine.
Okay. Mind not blown anymore, Sarkeesian.
Mind back to normal.
When did you start calling me Sarkeesian?
Just now, after you made that statement.
You know what? You're a little late on the bandwagon. The name's changing in like 3 weeks.
Wow. Exactly. So that's the reason why I'm going to keep this name with you for now on.
Whoa, hey, more pictures of his big dick in the chat. Rod Stewart.
Look at that dick, Sarkeesian.
Eh?
Why do I have to look at Rod Stewart's old dick?
More like Rod Stewart. Eh?
What?
But his name is Rod Stewart, though.
His boners?
Dick.
Jesus, he's out of shape.
He has the weirdest body I've ever seen. His stomach balances his hunchback as an old man.
Yes, and then he's got that bulge.
He looks like a melted G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
His stomach. He looks like a melted G.I. Joe.
That's
it
funny.
Looks like if his hands and feet were tied to a stick and he was carried around like in like in the Return of the Jedi when they like tie the person up.
Like a pig on a spit.
And all of the blood and shit fell out of his arms and legs and into the middle part of his body. That's what he looks like.
Or he looks like he has a really heavy flow on his period and he's just bloated.
He does look bloated.
He has that old guy barrel chest.
Mm-hmm. But like, why wouldn't you wear? I don't know. Why I'm asking this question. Like, I was about to say, why wouldn't you wear like just regular shorts? Because he's got a huge piece. So why? Obviously, you want to show it off.
Obviously, and also, fuck it. He's Rod Stewart.
I guess
he's still Rod Stewart. Even that weird body could fuck anybody. So.
Oh yeah.
Not really though.
Okay, so Rod Stewart's not going to fuck you, but there's other people. So.
Yeah, maybe moms. Moms would fuck him in a heartbeat.
Your mom probably would.
My mom would in a second. Her and her big floppy gaping vagina.
Whoa, that's way too much.
Well, she had 12 of us, so what do you think?
That's way too much information.
I'm just staying the obvious, Marie. Or I'm sorry, Sarkeesian.
See? It doesn't stick.
It's going to.
No, it's not.
So once you're married, now that's the only thing I'm going to call you. It's kind of like a nickname now.
I like Cornex's new hashtag BuzzFeed comments. Hashtag BuzzFeed comments. It's like a Naked Melt Man from Action League Now. It's just a 90s comment. I like that. I like hashtag BuzzFeed comments.
That's funny.
Good job, Cornex. I like it.
Keep that up. I actually like that. That's very funny.
I wonder what the writer's quarters of BuzzFeed just looks like.
People our age.
I'm assuming there's a poster of Kelly Kapowski and holding a volleyball and Transformers everywhere. Kind of like our house, basically.
It's just a bunch of whiteboards with numbers 1 through 22. Because they never have a top 10 list.
No, it's always
it's a double-sided thing. It's numbers. On one side, it's labeled 1 through 22, and the other side is 90s topics.
Fair enough.
Okay, what 90s topics can we get? 22
questions. Wow, that site jumped the shark.
It's
wait, there was like 100. Whoa, what was the one that I screamed at Marie that she found, the Buffy one?
Oh, yeah, it was like
176.
It was ordering every single Buffy the Vampire Slayer character ever known in order of most successful to least successful.
176.
And there were over 100 of them.
Here you go.
And they did every single one and explained why number 47 was above number 46.
If the Little Mermaid was a cat lady.
What?
Heart-wrenching PSAs that show how domestic violence can affect the whole family.
Ooh, more PSAs.
Okay, 10 things only people with attention problems understand.
Oh, I like this one. 8 celebrity tweets you missed today.
Oh, that's an ongoing bit with them, is the celebrity tweets you missed today. Catholic school president resigns amid fallout from gay vice principal's dismissal.
Maul says they all probably look like Lizzie McGuire extras.
12 historic bars every book nerd needs to visit.
What? What does that mean?
Here's what Julia Louis-Dreyfus thought about Elaine. How do you say her last name?
Seinfeld. Just say Seinfeld.
Elaine Seinfeld in 19...
Louis-Dreyfus.
No.
Elaine Benes.
Benes? Is that your surname? I don't even know. In 1998.
Something Jewy.
Something.
9 banned iPhone apps. 19 scientific reasons why you should take more naps. 8 celebrity teachers. Yeah, you said that one. 15 ways why Mindy Lahari is stepped up in the fashion game.
What? Oh, Falmzy says there's a Salute Your Shorts DVD on repeat in the background consistently.
Oh, my God. Constantly, yes.
Sorry. Just, that's
oh,
right.
Did you just say a secret word?
Oh, I. Sorry.
I haven't played Fandango in a while.
Hammy says, by the way, I've been writing lyrics for The Heart of Rock and Roll is Joss Whedon. It's stuck in my head so bad that I'm writing lyrics for this fucking song.
I'm
so happy.
Do you know how many people independently told me that they can't get that song out of their head now? It makes my week. Like, I had to explain it to my bachelorette party girls, and I would hear, like, in the shower as they're exchanging turns, just, they said The Heart of a Girl is Joss Whedon. Just, no one could get it out of their head.
The thing is, like, I knew when you guys brought it up that that's what you guys are going for, just to,
What were we going for? To get it in your head and never get it out?
Yes.
Not going to do it anymore, that's for sure.
They say the heart of rock and roll is Joss Whedon. And from what I've seen, I believe him. Got me up or maybe barely breathing. But the heart of rock and roll is Joss Whedon.
Okay, now Just Dutch, go. Why are you singing Dutch?
I hate this bit.
All right. Sorry, but I want to make sure that every week we get in everyone's head. That's all.
We're not forgetting it.
Anyways.
You guys want to talk about that whole thing about the guy that was yelling?
Oh,
crazy
Sherman.
Like?
Yeah, Sherman. Jesus Christ. We've taken all show to try to get to this. I love this guy.
You have it. Can you send it to me so I don't have to find it?
I don't have it.
I'll find it.
Search the Aaron Andrews one, because that's the one where he was unedited. Because when I was walking through the airport getting to my gate, because I missed all the Broncos game, I watched a good part of the game because I had a 2-hour layover in Dallas for whatever reason, because my booking, well, not booking agent, but the girl who runs the counter at my business booked us for 2-hour layover. Anyways, I watched most of the game, but then when we actually had a boarding time, I had to actually go to the gate, and near the gate, there was a TV playing. When I walked near the TV, I hear Richard Sherman just cursing like a madman. And I kind of like, I was like shocked. I looked over and I was like, wow. I remember seeing him do a good play at the bar that I was at the airport, but I didn't realize that that was happening. And I saw that live. Do you have the clip yet or no?
When you're driving where sorry is aimed like crashing, that's the result you won't get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who is talking about you?
Crashing, don't you open your mouth about this. Are you on the center for you real quick? L.O.B.
Whoa. Hold on. They edited that one because he was cursing throughout that entire. He said motherfucker like three times. One you pulled up was definitely not that one.
I remember him cursing at all.
Yes, he did.
Here it is. Here it is.
The final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry single like Crabtree, that's the result you won't get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. I'm
gonna
set it for you real quick.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought he said, you motherfucker, I'll hit you real quick. I misheard that one entirely then.
Never. He just cut a wrestling promo.
Okay.
And Joe, back over to you. All right.
Then I'm coming for you, Hogan.
I just love her question. Who was talking about you?
Poor Erin Andrews.
Well, not poor her. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Okay, now, Dutch, watch it again. Do what I did. Watch it again now, but only look at Erin Andrews during the whole thing, okay?
Okay, all right.
Only her facial expressions.
Dutch, Richard, let me ask you, the final play, take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you won't get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to set it for you real quick. L.O.B.
Before, and Joe, back over to you.
She looked so scared.
Yeah, a little bit.
She was getting screamed at.
But then again, part of her was like, this is great.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, she's a little TV person.
Right.
Yes, exactly. It's like Booker T. We're coming for you, nigga.
Go. That's right. Do you see the clip, Mitch? I think you're going to pull it. I think I might have it. Hold on a second. There we go.
For you, nigga.
Hippo juice, nigga.
One more time, I have to.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game.
Hit the little niggas with a freeze pop.
That's the result you won't get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm gonna set it for you real quick. L.O.B.
You know, that's good, Sherman, and that's awesome.
What's your thoughts about that, by the way?
What I think? I get the whole, you know, he was really excited and this and that, but it's like you just won the NFC Championship. Act like you've been there before, you know, like don't act like a fucking, you know what? Like, come on, man. Like, prime example. Why don't we pull up the video of Peyton Manning right after he was interviewed?
I just catch you having fun.
Peyton Manning was like, you know, we played a good game and everybody, you know, played really hard out there. And, you know, I said Omaha a lot. And, you know, he didn't, you know, when it, like, you know, Tom Brady's a real class act and he's a great player. Now, like, I'm going to fucking kill Crabtree's family. I'm going to eat your children. Like, dude, relax.
Here's the thing. What is everybody talking about right now?
Right. That hurts the Seahawks. But I think that hurts the Seahawks more than anything. In my
opinion. No, it doesn't. That guy just made so many endorsement deals based solely off of that. Think about Deion Sanders. Like, dude, who was the last defensive player you saw that like made a splash like this guy? Because to be honest, this guy's game
killed a guy.
Well, that yeah, I guess maybe a defensive back, I should say.
Okay, fair enough. Oh,
not a linebacker.
Taylor, when he died at home in Miami, when he got murdered.
Okay, there was that as well.
Remember that? He got shot in the leg and bled out.
Yeah, there's also that.
But no, it was totes not a bad drug deal.
Right. Or Steve McNair, who got shot in the back of his head while he sat on his couch watching The Real Housewives of whatever.
Also that, Fumzy's posting the when Sherman got pushed by a what's-his-face from the Redskins. Look in the chat.
Oh, we got punched.
Yeah, dude. Ran his fucking
Here's the thing. Oh, yeah, dude. That was a great one because if you watch the mic'd up thing, the guys came up and just like, hey, man, what are you going to do, son? He's like, I'm going to smack in your mouth. Well, do it, nigga, is what he said to him. And then he got hit right there. Here's the thing. Sherman has been a mouth his entire career. That's what he does. And the thing is, like, I, you know, whatever, classless, whatever. this guy's going to have every endorsement deal. He already has a Beats endorsement deal before this whole thing. You know, the whole I'm the man nonsense that they've been doing with Kaepernick and with, Kevin Garnett and then with this guy. He's going to have tons of them next year because he's an edgy guy. And it's actually kind of fun to see one of these guys who just shoots off of the mouth, you know, when they get into things. Regardless of whether or not, and I will agree with you, it was a classless thing because he took the heat off of his team winning and he put it all on himself. But the guy's going to make a lot of money because of it.
I know. I'm sure he is. But by the way, speaking of it, I hate to go on a tangent, but just real quick, did you see that they're thinking of getting rid of the extra point? I was talking about it today on ESPN. Yeah, the commissioner was saying that what they were doing this is like 99.7% have been made like last year. Like only four were missed. So they're thinking of getting rid of the extra.
Yeah, like it's kind of like what the point? Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point of it? Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, but.
Yeah. You know what? Now I'm thinking about it. Like, what would really hurt the game? But then again, hold on. That kind of takes out the whole option of in tight situations in the last point of the game. Do you go for two?
I know what would hurt the game. Make the end zones out of lava.
Okay, no.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
That would literally hurt people.
But well, yeah.
Question: if you don't want to hear the answer,
we meant like
that's we were kind of talking about.
Not like don't we don't want melted
okay,
rock.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Okay. There's a trip wire on the 50-yard line with two shotguns on either end, and the wire
that attached. Would just Marie. That's what? Not hurting the game. That's just killing
that's hurting people. You're hurting people, not the game.
Oh, okay. I got it. So like, there's these little spots on the field where if you step on it, and then an anvil falls down from the rafters and onto your head.
All right. First off, I get you want an endorsement deal from Acme, but we're not doing that. Which is not happening.
Well,
what if they gave everyone pillows so that they didn't have to hit each other so hard?
That's just ridiculous.
That's just I like Marie's lava idea better.
I mean, it'll make you think twice about scoring.
You're right. It does. Dutch, you know what would be cool? What make it good was everyone has to go for two all the time. That would be exciting.
Sometimes well, for three.
Well, no, that's just it. If you were to take out the extra point, you would have to.
Yeah, go for two. Everyone has to go for two.
Well,
Dennis says he'd watch my football ideas.
Yeah, Wolf. Of course he would. Lava, everyone would die all the time.
Okay, and then for like 10 seconds, they have the laser beams from that one movie where what's her face? The really hot lady from the 90s?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And you have to like jump through the things without touching, you know, the red light glowing things or you burn and you die.
Hashtag BuzzFeed comment.
But, like, just for 10 seconds, and then you're fine.
It's really complicated. I don't want to watch this game that you're creating.
Well,
there's
you know.
Too many, there's too much technology involved.
Yeah, but what we really need to get rid of is concussions. That's what I'm
is
trying
that
to
what
say.
It is?
You're an idiot.
That's what I'm trying to say is make the game safer, though.
All right, Dutch, is it time to go now?
But then, like, in the fourth quarter, the only thing is, like, both
She's
teams.
Going. She's going
to
keep
both
going.
Both teams have to fight the American Gladiators. And, like, you just get, like, the guy that has, like, the tennis balls, and he's shooting at you as you're playing the game, and you have to not get hit by the tennis balls.
This game sounds overly complicated now. Downright silly, if you ask me.
Oh, any more ideas, Marie?
I think I would watch more football if, like, also there – I mean – we've already talked about, you know, what if you were allowed to have like one animal on your team and everything,
of course.
You know? So
we all agree giraffe.
No, bear.
Whatever.
I think bear would work really good.
Fine. Anyway, go ahead.
So, you know, I'd say we still should bring that back. Mm-hmm. But then, like, you get an extra point if you score while playing a musical instrument. So they'll leave like trumpets on the sidelines.
It's ridiculous. Now you're just.
But it's kind of hard because you have to spit out your mouthpiece to actually blow into the trumpet.
This is almost crazier than Canadian football.
And then, you know what? Just to throw them a bone, like when you score.
We're going
to
actually throw bones at people.
No, when you score, like give it to the Mambo number 5 guy, Lou Bega.
No, why?
To play the song. Because, I mean, what is he doing? You know?
At every game.
Every game.
How can he make every game when multiple games are played at the same time?
Okay, well, some of them will just have recordings.
It's really overthinking this one.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because
there you go. Falls the healthy, not over 200 LLB or sorry, yeah, 100 pound host.
You got it.
That's a good reason, Mitch.
Son of a bitch. Hate you. Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because women are stupid when the blind side's on.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I'm going to improve the game of football.
And I'm better than you because I finally figured out what the hell Omaha means.
Omaha!
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to listen tomorrow night. There's obviously Hippo Juice and the whole other lineup that happens on Wednesday night on More Like Radio.
Tomorrow. So we have to actually do work, which sucks.
Yes.
It sucks so hard.
Do we have any guests tomorrow?
No, that's why. We don't have any guests. I have to do work.
Exactly. Okay, so
to somebody and not like not talk, which is so much more fun.
Tune in tomorrow night, morelikeradio.com. And
tell me what
to do. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just saying.
Tell me what
I was talking to listeners, not you, stupid. Like, do you understand the difference?
Tell me, bro.
I like Chim's idea. Why don't you just say it, Mitch?
Yeah, Mitchell.
I think a good idea would be every player gets to hand out Valentine's cards during the middle of a play.
I don't like that idea, guys.
But you have to hand one to everyone or else it's not fair.
All right, guys.
In the game of football. All
right, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tune in for next week on Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Everybody kiss.